From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama to defend the Iran nuclear deal in a major address Wednesday. The president is set to deliver a major speech at American University in Washington, calling on U.S. lawmakers to approve the international nuclear agreement reached with Iran last month, limiting its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. The president will urge lawmakers, in the midst of a 60-day review period, to avoid squandering a historic opportunity to cut off Iran's path to a bomb. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who opposes the deal, lobbied American Jewish groups Tuesday in remarks on a webcast.
The nuclear deal with Iran doesn't block Iran's path to the bomb. It actually paves Iran's path to the bomb. Worse, it gives Iran two paths to the bomb. Iran can get to the bomb by keeping the deal, or Iran could get to the bomb by violating the deal.
President Obama also held private meetings with Jewish leaders, telling them he believes the deal is in the national security interests of both countries. Suspected Boko Haram militants killed at least eight people and kidnapped dozens early Tuesday from a Cameroonian village along the Nigerian border. Meanwhile, visiting U.S. Congressman Daryl Issa said in Abuja Tuesday the U.S. is prepared to assist the Nigerian military once it puts its human rights concerns to rest.
But in the meantime, there is a greater level of military training that is needed that we will provide. There are forces from all of your neighbors that are coming together to assist. And we will continue to provide some of the most high-level surveillance and tactical assistance flown by U.S. to support the hunting down of Boko Haram.
In June, Amnesty International accused the Nigerian military of systemic human rights abuses. This is VOA News. Forces backing exiled Yemeni President Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi recaptured an important military base from Houthi rebels Tuesday as they continue a campaign to reverse the Houthi rebel campaign that forced Mr. Hadi to flee the country in March. Backed by airstrikes from a Saudi coalition, loyalists seized the Al Anad air base located about 60 kilometers from the southern port city, Aden. The rights group Amnesty International Tuesday said it has confirmed that Sudanese forces committed war crimes against civilians in the South Kordofan region, including bombing and shelling. The group sent a team of researchers to rebel-occupied areas, concluding that at least 35 civilians were killed earlier this year. Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir, under International Criminal Court indictment for war crimes and genocide, is reportedly planning to travel to New York in September to speak to the UN. U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner was asked if a visa request for the Sudanese leader has been made.
We don't talk about individual visa requests from the podium or even publicly in any way, shape, or form. You know, we've been very clear how we feel about the president of Sudan and that he's wanted for crimes, and we want to see him held accountable for those crimes. We have not, that I'm aware of, received any, or just rather we're aware of the reports, but we haven't seen anything beyond that.
Mr. Bashir had to leave South Africa earlier than planned this year after a court there ruled he should be banned from leaving before a hearing on the ICC indictments. The medical condition of Burundian rights activist Pierre Claver Mbonimpa appears to have improved after being shot by a gunman on a motorcycle Monday near his home. The attack followed by a day, the assassination in the capital of President Pierre Nkurunziza's security aide and General Adolphe Nshimirimana, raising concerns about revenge killings in the wake of the controversial re-election of Mr. Nkurunziza. Tanzania's four main opposition parties Tuesday named former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa as their joint presidential candidate in October's election. The 61-year-old Lowassa served as Prime Minister from 2005 to 2008 until he resigned over corruption allegations, which he denied. The Chama Cha Mapinduzi party of outgoing President Jakaya Kikwete has ruled the country since independence in 1961. It has tapped Works Minister John Magufuli as its nominee. New York's largest recorded outbreak of Legionnaire's disease has killed seven, infected nearly 90 others. Bill de Blasio is the city's mayor.
At this moment, we are confident, based on the medical and scientific evidence that we have identified the only sites that are causing this outbreak. And again, they have all been cleaned.
The disease is caused when water contaminated with the Legionella bacteria is inhaled into the lungs. The bacteria was discovered last week at a hotel and in equipment at a hospital. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.